Hello, Knowledge Seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore crucial conversations by the founders of VitalSmarts, a distinguished consulting firm specializing in organizational performance and corporate training. This insightful book dives into the common challenge of high-stakes conversations that veer into conflict, offering effective strategies for steering these discussions toward positivity and solutions instead of descent into antagonism. Crucial Conversations is tailored for a diverse audience. Whether you are a professional navigating complex workplace dynamics, someone looking to enhance communication in personal relationships, or a trainer specializing in professional communication skills, this book offers valuable techniques for managing critical conversations effectively. Join us as we dissect how to transform potentially destructive dialogues into constructive exchanges that foster collaboration, improve outcomes, and enhance relationships. Discover why mastering the art of crucial conversations can lead to greater success both personally and professionally. Tune in for an engaging summary of this pivotal guide to effective communication. Crucial Conversations: Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High. Introduction. Navigating the minefield of sensitive conversations. Imagine the scene. You're earnestly engaged in a conversation about a crucial topic. Suddenly, tensions flare, voices raise, and what began as a calm discussion spirals into a heated argument. Faces are flushed, words fly carelessly, and the initial purpose of the conversation seems lost in the chaos. Why do such scenarios commonly unfold, even when everyone involved shares the same objectives? The book Crucial Conversations delves into these messy, vital intersections of communication, where the stakes are high, opinions vary, and emotions run strong. It provides a blueprint for managing these conversations constructively, ensuring they lead to positive outcomes rather than explosive disputes. Throughout this guide, you'll discover strategies for turning confrontations into productive dialogues, such as engaging in meaningful discussions with your teenager on sensitive issues without the conversation ending in a slammed door, providing constructive criticism that addresses issues without offending or demoralizing, understanding the psychological barriers that may prevent people from speaking out in critical situations. For instance, why someone might remain silent even when they see a medical error about to occur. Learning from historical examples where poor communication doomed seemingly brilliant innovations, like the tale of an entrepreneur whose dream of a steam-powered car turned perilous. Finding effective ways to communicate with your partner about long-standing issues without reigniting old conflicts. By mastering the art of handling crucial conversations, you not only prevent potential disasters, but also open the door to solutions and collaborations that may have seemed impossible before. This guide aims not just to teach you to survive these discussions, but to thrive through them, fostering an environment where dialogue catalyzes profound personal and collective growth. Part 1. Why crucial conversations often spiral out of control. Ever found yourself deep in what you thought would be a meaningful dialogue with your partner, only to discover you're actually enmeshed in a heated argument? Chances are, you were entrenched in what's known as a crucial conversation. These discussions are fraught with high stakes, strong emotions, and heightened tension. Failing to navigate these effectively can lead to severe misunderstandings and damaged relationships. One of the main challenges during these crucial conversations is maintaining rational thought. When emotions intensify, our bodies react by releasing adrenaline, heightening our senses, and preparing us for imminent threat, the classic fight or flight response. Unfortunately, this biological reaction doesn't differentiate between real danger and a fiery debate, impairing our ability to think clearly and communicate effectively. This issue is exacerbated when these conversations catch us off guard. Let's say, hypothetically, your partner blindsides you with a breakup conversation. Your likely unprepared response would be driven more by instinct than by a well-thought-out deliberation, transforming what could be a rational discussion into an explosive argument. Mastering the art of handling crucial conversations holds significant benefits. Surveys involving over 20,000 individuals across various companies suggest that those adept at navigating these tricky dialogues often emerge as leaders within their organizations, capable of overcoming complex challenges. Furthermore, for couples, proficiently managing these discussions can dramatically increase relationship longevity. Studies indicate that couples who handle crucial conversations well are up to 50% less likely to part ways. Thus, learning to steer these high-stake talks not only benefits one's personal growth, but also enhances professional and intimate relationships, making the mastery of crucial conversations a skill of immense value. Part 2. Open dialogue. The key to unlocking the best solutions in crucial conversations. During a crucial conversation, especially when the topic is contentious, there's often a hesitation to freely express ideas or critiques. Many fear that by speaking up, they may offend or hurt feelings. However, this cautious approach can actually hinder achieving the best outcomes. Effective communication in critical discussions necessitates a transparent exchange of information and ideas. When all participants openly contribute their knowledge and perspectives, the resulting decisions are typically more informed and judicious. For instance, consider the grave mistake of a surgeon who amputated the wrong foot because other medical staff, intimidated by his authority, remained silent, even though they were aware of the error. This tragic incident underscores the dire consequences of withholding vital information. Moreover, when solutions emerge from a collaborative process where ideas are openly shared, participants are more likely to embrace and commit to these outcomes. People appreciate seeing how their contributions have influenced the final decision, and this understanding often leads to a greater acceptance of the solution, even if it wasn't their preferred option. Conversely, decisions imposed without involving those affected tend to meet resistance. For example, picture being part of a football team where the captain decides the strategy without consulting the team. Even if you doubt the strategy, if you had a hand in shaping it during a team discussion, you're more likely to put forth your best effort to see it succeed. In contrast, a strategy handed down without your input might not inspire the same level of commitment. Understanding the importance of open dialogue in crucial conversations is just the beginning. The subsequent sections will equip you with the skills needed to foster conditions that encourage the free flow of ideas, paving the way for smarter decisions and stronger commitments to shared solutions. Part 3. Maintain composure and clarity by focusing on your goals during crucial conversations. Recall a time when your ideas were harshly criticized. How did you react? If you're like most people, staying calm was probably not on the agenda. Perhaps you even reacted sharply or exited the conversation abruptly. However, reacting emotionally often derails the potential for productive dialogue. What could be a more effective approach? During any crucial conversation, especially when faced with sharp criticism or conflicting views, anchoring yourself to your primary objectives is crucial. Before responding or reacting, take a moment to reaffirm your goals. What are you truly aiming to achieve in this conversation? Be clear about your objectives and the information you need to communicate. Then, consider what you want to avoid. Often, the fear of leaving the conversation without having achieved anything can provoke anxiety and frustration. Identifying this fear can help you steer the discussion away from unproductive outcomes. With a clear understanding of both what you want and what you wish to avoid, you can approach the conversation more rationally. Taking the time to think before responding to a challenging remark can dramatically reduce the likelihood of an emotional outburst. For instance, if you need to discuss a sensitive issue with your partner, ponder these questions before starting the conversation. What is my goal? What outcome am I trying to avoid? This reflection can prepare you to handle the conversation with tact and composure, increasing the chances of a resolution without escalating tensions. Thus, by focusing on your goals, you not only manage your emotional responses, but also create a space for constructive and calm dialogue. Part 4. Creating safety is key to avoiding aggression in crucial conversations. Ever notice how quickly a simple discussion can devolve into an aggressive argument that seems beyond repair? Often, the explanation lies not in the content of the conversation, but in the environment in which it unfolds. When participants feel safe, shielded from personal attacks, they can engage deeply on any topic, be it mundane or controversial. Conversely, once participants sense they are under attack or unfairly criticized, they are likely to retreat emotionally and defensively. This feeling of threat triggers adrenaline, which clouds rational thinking and propels the conversation towards conflict. Once safety is compromised, coaxing someone back to a sense of security can be exceptionally challenging. Even well-intentioned comments can be misconstrued as sarcasm or mockery. For instance, a simple compliment like, "I really like your tie," might be interpreted as a veiled insult. Fortunately, there are noticeable indicators when someone feels threatened during a discussion. Typically, these signs fall into two broad behaviors: silence or violence. Silence occurs when people withhold their true thoughts from the dialogue. This can manifest as sarcasm, where the real opinion is cloaked in cynicism. For example, a person might say, "Sure, that shirt is very flattering," even when clearly implying the opposite. Violence, in contrast, involves forcefully imposing one's opinion. It becomes evident when one party dominates the conversation, frequently interrupts, and disregards others' opinions. Understanding these reactions is just the first step. The subsequent sections of this guide will arm you with strategies to foster a safe environment that prevents these defensive reactions, paving the way for more open and productive crucial conversations. Part 5. Establishing safety in conversations with respect and shared goals. Understanding how to maintain a safe conversational environment is crucial, especially since feeling threatened can derail even the most rational discussions. To ensure that conversations remain productive and amicable, one must cultivate an atmosphere laden with mutual respect and a shared purpose. Respect is the cornerstone of any fruitful dialogue. Without it, conversations can quickly escalate into conflict, with participants resorting to shouting or becoming overly dominating. To prevent these adverse reactions, it is vital to balance criticism with recognition of positive attributes. This technique, known as contrasting, involves pairing negative feedback with complimentary remarks to reinforce respect for the individual. For instance, when discussing an issue like tardiness with an employee, emphasize your satisfaction with their work quality while addressing the punctuality issue. This method helps the individual feel valued and less likely to respond with heightened emotions. Moreover, aligning everyone's interests towards a common goal is essential for a conversation to be successful. Participants need to see that their individual goals are acknowledged and integrated into the overall objective. If a shared goal isn't initially apparent, it's crucial to collaboratively define one. Consider a scenario where you receive a job promotion requiring relocation, which your partner opposes. Initially, your objectives seem at odds: career advancement versus not wanting to move. Here, defining a broader mutual goal, such as prioritizing the family's overall well-being, can provide a common ground. Whether the decision is to accept the promotion or seek a local opportunity, aligning on a shared purpose ensures that the dialogue proceeds constructively and everyone's interests are considered. This approach of fostering respect and establishing a unified goal not only prevents breakdowns in communication, but also enhances the likelihood of reaching a mutually beneficial resolution. By employing these strategies, you set the stage for not just safer, but more effective and satisfying conversations. Part 6. Keeping emotions in check by sticking to the facts. Have you ever found yourself suddenly overwhelmed by anger during what seemed like a routine conversation due to a single word or gesture? Such reactions often stem from a misinterpretation of the situation, an emotional response that veers from the actual facts. Understanding how to discern and address these misinterpretations is crucial for maintaining constructive dialogue. Whenever you feel your emotions getting the better of you, pause and interrogate your interpretations. Ask yourself, Am I possibly misunderstanding the intentions behind someone's words or actions? It's essential to consciously decouple your initial emotional response from the facts at hand to maintain objectivity. Consider a situation where you notice someone seemingly staring at you, triggering feelings of annoyance or anger. Before allowing your emotions to escalate, reassess the situation factually. Is the person genuinely staring directly at you, or could they be looking at something or someone behind you? Such objective analysis can prevent misunderstandings and keep the interaction on a rational level. Let's apply this to a workplace scenario. You're involved in a project meeting, and your colleague continues the discussion with your boss while you're out on a break. You might initially feel sidelined or suspect that your colleague is attempting to usurp credit. However, upon reviewing the facts, you realize their continued conversation may simply reflect their enthusiasm for the project, not an intentional undermining of your contributions. Armed with this clearer understanding, you can approach your colleague constructively, perhaps by setting up a meeting to express your shared passion for the project and discuss how to enhance collaborative efforts. This approach not only soothes initial emotional responses, but also fosters a cooperative environment moving forward. Part 7. Facilitating open communication by valuing opinions in sensitive conversations. Consider a challenging scenario. You're a parent, and your teenage daughter has started dating someone you're uneasy about. Each attempt to discuss your concerns ends with her getting defensive and accusing you of trying to control her life. How can you break through these defensive barriers to have a meaningful conversation? Creating a sense of safety is paramount to encouraging open dialogue. When people feel their opinions are appreciated and taken seriously, they are much more inclined to engage honestly and constructively in discussions. Begin by expressing genuine interest in understanding the other person's feelings and perspectives. Address the underlying issues they're reacting to, rather than the surface emotions. For instance, with your daughter, the conversation might start like this. You. I've noticed you mentioned feeling controlled, and it seems to really bother you. Could we talk about what makes you feel that way? Her. It's pointless. You're just like any other parent. You. It sounds like this is really significant to you. I want to understand why you feel I'm controlling. This approach of asking open-ended questions shows you value her perspective, which can help lower defenses and foster a safer environment for her to express her thoughts and feelings. Next, ensure you are actively listening by paraphrasing her responses, which confirms that you are engaged and understand her point of view. Her. I finally find someone who gets me, and you try to push him away. You. It sounds like you feel really supported by him, and that my concerns might feel like an attack on your relationship. This technique not only validates her feelings but also encourages her to elaborate further, deepening the conversation. Conflict often arises when contradicting views are staunchly defended. If your daughter expresses something troubling like, "I'm worthless, nobody else likes me," resist the impulse to immediately correct her. Instead, focus on maintaining a supportive dialogue, ensuring she feels heard and understood, even if you disagree, keeps the emotional temperature low and communication open. By cultivating an environment where opinions are respected and valued, particularly in delicate conversations, you can significantly enhance mutual understanding and pave the way for more effective problem solving. The following sections will guide you on how to implement decisions reached from such fruitful discussions. Part 8. Effective decision-making and responsibility allocation in crucial conversations. You've mastered the art of maintaining calm, rational conversations where all parties feel safe and valued. Great progress. However, this alone does not automatically lead to the best outcomes or ensure that decisions made will be effectively implemented. The climax of managing crucial conversations is effectively resolving them. Understanding who holds the decision-making power and identifying who will be impacted by these decisions are critical steps in this process. For instance, if a decision affects an entire group, like relocating a family overseas, achieving consensus is crucial. Here, you might employ voting as a method to involve everyone and make them feel part of the decision-making process. However, not all decisions require a democratic approach. In certain situations, particularly where there's strong trust and understanding within a team or between individuals, delegating the decision-making authority to one person might be more effective. Once a decision is finalized, the next crucial step is implementation. It's essential to clearly define who is responsible for what actions and by when these actions should be completed. Clear communication of expectations and responsibilities ensures that everyone is aligned and understands their roles. A cautionary tale can be drawn from the ambitious but flawed project led by Howard Hughes. Tasked with building a steam-powered car, his engineers succeeded in creating a vehicle that indeed ran on steam. However, a critical oversight was that in an accident, the steam system could potentially scald the occupants. This outcome underscores the importance of clear and precise communication in the implementation phase of any decision. In conclusion, effective resolution of crucial conversations involves not just making decisions, but also appropriately choosing the decision-making process and clearly defining the roles and responsibilities of all involved parties. These steps are indispensable in ensuring that decisions are not only made, but are also executed effectively and safely. Final summary. Crucial conversations, those pivotal exchanges where emotions run high and stakes are even higher, can easily spiral into chaos. Yet, with the proper skills, these interactions can be navigated successfully, yielding beneficial results that significantly enhance both personal and professional relationships. A cornerstone of successful crucial conversations is respect. Establishing a foundation of mutual respect ensures that participants feel secure enough to express themselves openly without fear of judgment or attack. This creates an environment conducive to genuine dialogue and problem solving. Equally important is the practice of thoughtful inquiry. When emotions begin to intensify, it's vital to pause and consider if perhaps there's a misunderstanding. Asking the other person to clarify their intentions or expressions can prevent misinterpretations that might otherwise lead to conflict. This simple step can help maintain a level-headed exchange and facilitate a more accurate understanding between all parties involved. By cultivating these skills, you can transform your crucial conversations from potential disasters into opportunities for growth and improved understanding, ultimately enriching your relationships and enhancing your communicative competence. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.